Hey tribe, and welcome back to another episode of the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast. I'm your host, Mandy LaGrange, and this is episode number 16. To me, nothing is more important than being free, and more importantly, feeling free. And yes, there's a big difference between being and feeling free. You can have all the external freedom in the world and still feel completely boxed in by yourself. So it's essential to start by freeing yourself from the inside out. Here are my top 10 personal philosophies to mental freedom. First one, if it makes you feel good and it doesn't harm another being, including yourself, do it. Let go of constantly living under the heavy burden of must and have to and should. If it makes you feel good, do it. I've noticed as we add numbers to our years, we leave very little space for fun. Everything is serious and is done with a specific purpose in mind. And soon we are left with an efficient but very serious life. Remember to make space for fun, whatever that looks like for you. Second, don't make everything transactional. I suffer from this condition where I want to make an opportunity out of everything. Everything I do is for a purpose. And I know it sounds great and very honorable, but the thing is, with purpose comes pressure. And pressure usually suppresses pure joy. So instead of turning everything into an outcome-based activity, and like I said, I need to remind myself of this as well, leave a few things for pure enjoyment with no pressure of performance. Not every talent you have has to be turned into profit. Sometimes you can just enjoy doing it and being really good at it without having to compete professionally or make a business out of it. The same with giving. Give for the joy of giving, not for the expectation of any kind of reward, not for a reciprocation from the person, not for good karma, not as a down payment to get to heaven, just because we are wired for generosity and it feels good when we give. Third, and this is a big one for me, life is unfair, people are unfair, so what? Now this might sound pessimistic, but it's actually the exact opposite. It frees you from expectations, and it frees you from the victim mentality. Tony Robbins says pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And suffering happens when our map of the world does not fit reality. When you release your expectations of life and people, you free yourself of disappointment and are then able to just appreciate the good times and deal with the bad times with a lot less mental baggage. Another quote I love on this point is, life doesn't happen to you, life just happens. Free yourself from heavy expectations and work with what is in front of you. Fourth point, face your fears. Don't stay suppressed by your fears if it is directly influencing your quality of life on a regular basis. Now, I'm not talking about bungee jumping or wrestling a crocodile, but rather the things that influence you on a daily basis. So for example, saying no, or setting boundaries, or having the difficult conversation with your partner, or facing your internal demons or dragons that keep making you hit a barrier and keep you from moving forward. It's tough and painful, but often, in fact usually, the only way to move beyond it is to move through it. The image that pops up for me here is from Game of Thrones, and that is when Khaleesi walks into the flames with her dragon eggs, and then she comes out the next day with her dragon babies as her allies. So the same as Khaleesi, walk into the flames, feel the heat and the burn, and walk out with your dragons at your command. Fifth point, face your failures and mistakes. There's so much freedom in this. Now, don't get me wrong, it feels like shit in the moment, but it will feel worse for longer if you don't. Do a post-mortem, learn your lesson, integrate your lesson, say sorry where appropriate, and move on. Failure is feedback, so never let that opportunity for learning pass. Number 6, face your dream. We often don't want to face our dreams because if we do, we might just have to take action toward them, and that scares us. Then we often fear that we might not make it, or we fear that we do accomplish it and it doesn't make us feel as good or fulfilled as we had imagined it would, and we fear the void that will come after. Now, if you have a dream, face it. If you don't make it, find another way or find another dream. If it doesn't make you as happy as you hoped it would, well, now you know. Time to go on an adventure and hunt for a new one. Number 7, care more about intention than attention. Meaning, worry more about why you are doing something and less about what others think of you doing it. You can never please everyone, so stay true to your intention. Love your why and constantly remind yourself of it. And then others' opinions and reactions won't have that much power over you anymore. Number 8, what's the worst that can happen? This question puts things into perspective and gives courage. Usually the worst case scenario is still something you'll be able to manage when you really allow yourself to think about it. I use this question so often, and it has helped me to be brave many times in my life. 9, adopt the mindset of life is an experiment. Let's get real. None of us really know what will happen in our lives. We barely even know ourselves. So free yourself from having to have too many guarantees. Take action and see where it takes you. But things don't have to work out the first time you try. Do, observe, learn, grow, change, and then do that again. The quality of your life is directly proportional to your tolerance of uncertainty. So learn to get comfortable with being uncertain. Number 10, have the courage to listen to yourself. It's so easy to blindly follow others because then we don't have to take responsibility. The down part though is they are not living your life and they don't know it all either. So get to know your own inner voice and learn to follow it. It might just take you on the wildest ride of your life. So my friends, those are my 10 philosophies or mindsets for mental freedom. Let me give you a quick recap again. Number 1, if it makes you feel good and it doesn't harm another being, including yourself, then do it. Number 2, don't make everything transactional. 3, life is unfair, people are unfair. So what? 4, face your fears. 5, face your failures and mistakes. 6, face your dream. 7, care more about intention than attention. Number 8, what's the worst that can happen? Number 9, adopt the mindset of life is an experiment. And finally, number 10, have the courage to listen to yourself. I hope that at least one of them resonated with you and that it will allow you to live a life from internal freedom. Try out a few of these or all of them, and I can almost guarantee you that you will start to feel a shift in your internal world. Maybe even write them down and keep them handy as a reminder, because we can get back into our old ways so easily and quickly. So keep them handy, remind yourself of it, and don't continue to allow yourself to be boxed in by your own mind. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me again. I am so happy to have you in my circle and to be able to connect with like-minded people like you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or evening. And as always, remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you in the next one.